The 1972 United States presidential election is remembered as one of the most overwhelming electoral victories in American history, yet its significance extends far beyond its numbers. Richard Nixon's triumph over George McGovern was not merely a result of political strategy and rhetoric. It was the culmination of a series of national and international forces that reflected a deeply divided and evolving nation. The Vietnam War, economic turbulence, cultural shifts of the 1960s, and strategic maneuvering all played roles in shaping the political climate that defined the election. A deeper examination of the political, economic, and social environment of 1972 reveals why Nixon's victory was so decisive and what it signified for the United States at that time. 1972 was a landslide. In the early 1970s, America was a country caught between the lingering traumas of the past decade and the uncertainties of a new era. The Vietnam War loomed large in the national consciousness, polarizing public opinion and sowing distrust in government institutions. By the time of the 1972 election, the war had raged for nearly a decade, claiming tens of thousands of American lives and straining the country's finances. Nixon, who had campaigned in 1968 on promises to end the war, adopted a strategy of Vietnamization. This policy aimed to gradually withdraw U.S. troops while strengthening South Vietnamese forces to assume full responsibility for their defense. By 1972, Nixon had significantly reduced the number of American soldiers in Vietnam, and U.S. casualties had decreased dramatically. Yet the war's shadow remained, and Nixon's ability to position himself as a leader working toward peace with honor became a central element of his re-election campaign. The international landscape further bolstered Nixon's reputation as a statesman. His administration pursued a policy of détente, easing Cold War tensions through diplomatic overtures to both China and the Soviet Union. Nixon's historic visit to Beijing in February 1972 marked the first time a sitting U.S. president had traveled to communist China, opening the door to normalized relations. Shortly afterward, Nixon met with Soviet leader Leonid Brezhnev in Moscow, resulting in significant agreements on arms control and trade. These diplomatic breakthroughs not only enhanced Nixon's standing on the global stage, but also resonated with American voters eager for stability and progress in an era marked by geopolitical uncertainty. While Nixon sought to project strength and stability, his opponent, George McGovern, faced significant challenges in uniting a deeply fractured Democratic Party. McGovern, a senator from South Dakota, was a passionate opponent of the Vietnam War and an advocate for progressive social policies. His platform, known as the McGovern Plan, called for an immediate end to the war, substantial cuts to defense spending, and comprehensive welfare reforms, including a guaranteed minimum income for all Americans. While these positions appealed to anti-war activists, college students, and liberal reformers, they alienated more conservative and moderate Democrats. Many within the party viewed McGovern's proposals as excessively radical and feared they would be unpalatable to the broader electorate. The Democratic primary process of 1972 exposed the deep divisions within the party. McGovern emerged as the nominee after a grueling battle against more established candidates such as Edmund Muskie and Hubert Humphrey. However, his victory came at a cost. The party's leftward shift alienated traditional Democratic constituencies, including organized labor and working-class voters who had once been the backbone of the New Deal coalition. These voters were increasingly drawn to Nixon's message of law and order and his appeals to the so-called silent majority, Americans who felt overshadowed by the cultural upheavals of the 1960s and 1970s. The Democratic National Convention, held in Miami Beach in July 1972, was emblematic of the party's internal strife. Procedural chaos, disputes over delegate seating, and a protracted vice presidential selection process all contributed to a sense of disarray. McGovern initially chose Senator Thomas Eagleton of Missouri as his running mate, but the campaign was soon rocked by revelations that Eagleton had undergone electroshock therapy for depression. The controversy led to Eagleton's resignation from the ticket, and he was eventually replaced by Sergeant Shriver. The episode damaged McGovern's credibility and reinforced perceptions of his campaign as disorganized and ill-prepared for the rigors of a general election. In contrast, Nixon's campaign was a model of discipline and efficiency. Managed by a team of seasoned strategists, including John Mitchell, H.R. Haldeman, and Charles Colson, the campaign deployed cutting-edge techniques in political advertising and voter outreach. Nixon's television ads emphasized his leadership on foreign policy and his efforts to bring stability to a country riven by protest and discord. The campaign also employed a strategy of painting McGovern as an extremist, coining the term acid, amnesty, and abortion to summarize his positions on drug policy, draft evasion, and reproductive rights. This framing proved highly effective in undermining McGovern's appeal among moderate and conservative voters. Economic concerns also played a crucial role in shaping the election. Although the United States was not yet in the full grip of the stagflation crisis that would define the latter half of the decade, warning signs were beginning to emerge. Inflation was on the rise, and economic growth was slowing. In 1971, Nixon implemented a series of wage and price controls in an effort to curb inflation and stabilize the economy. These measures, along with a temporary devaluation of the dollar under the Nixon shock, had mixed long-term effects, but provided short-term relief that bolstered Nixon's re-election bid. By 1972, unemployment was relatively low, and many Americans felt a cautious optimism about the economy, which Nixon's campaign capitalized on. Cultural dynamics further shaped the political landscape. The 1960s had ushered in profound social changes, including the civil rights movement, the feminist movement, and the rise of countercultural activism. While these movements brought progress and challenged entrenched inequalities, they also provoked backlash among segments of the population who felt threatened by rapid change. Nixon's appeals to the silent majority resonated with these voters, who were drawn to his promises of restoring traditional values and maintaining social order. This cultural divide was particularly pronounced in the South, where Nixon's Southern strategy sought to capitalize on white voters' resentment of federal civil rights initiatives. By emphasizing states' rights and opposing forced busing, Nixon successfully eroded the Democratic Party's historic dominance in the region. When Americans went to the polls on November 7, 1972, the results were nothing short of staggering. Nixon carried 49 of 50 states, securing 520 electoral votes to McGovern's 17. In the popular vote, Nixon won 60.7%, compared to McGovern's 37.5%, representing one of the largest margins of victory in U.S. history. McGovern carried only Massachusetts and the District of Columbia, a testament to the breadth of Nixon's appeal and the depth of McGovern's challenges. This landslide victory solidified Nixon's mandate and marked a dramatic realignment in American politics. The implications of the 1972 election extended far beyond Nixon's immediate triumph. It signaled the consolidation of a new Republican coalition that would dominate presidential politics for much of the next two decades. The South, once a Democratic stronghold, emerged as a key component of this coalition, driven by a combination of cultural conservatism, economic concerns, and opposition to liberal social policies. Meanwhile, the Democratic Party faced an identity crisis, struggling to reconcile its progressive and traditionalist factions. Yet the election also underscored the fragility of political power. The very campaign tactics that contributed to Nixon's victory also sowed the seeds of his downfall. The Committee to Re-elect the President, which played a central role in Nixon's re-election effort, became embroiled in the Watergate scandal. The break-in at the Democratic National Committee headquarters and the subsequent cover-up unraveled Nixon's presidency, leading to his resignation in 1974. The Watergate scandal profoundly shaped public perceptions of government, fostering a deep-seated cynicism that would influence American politics for decades to come. In retrospect, the 1972 presidential election offers a rich lens through which to examine the interplay of political strategy, cultural dynamics, and historical forces. Nixon's landslide victory reflected a nation grappling with its identity in the wake of profound social and political upheavals. While the election solidified Nixon's place in history as a masterful campaigner, it also revealed the deep divisions and challenges that continued to define the American experiment. Nixon's triumph was both a testament to his skill as a politician and a cautionary tale about the limits of power and the consequences of hubris. The story of 1972 is not merely one of electoral dominance, but a complex narrative of ambition, conflict, and the enduring struggle for the soul of a nation. This has been another installment of Landslide, a retrospective of American electoral politics. If you enjoyed and want to hear more, please considering following the show and reviewing this episode.